because it was done, to my opinion, quite stealthily. The notice was stuck in two locations beside gates. I didn't know about them, really. They looked like a local person might have been looking for, planning for a cottage. When I went to take a picture of them, they were legible. There's not much details on them. And when I researched it more online, the option was you had to travel to Kerry County Council in Tralee, Rathaff, and go and see the application number. Now, I thought that was all a bit long-winded. And, you know,
were you not able to view the plans on just on that and on the whole stealthy argument? I mean,
No, I couldn't. I couldn't find any information. And again, there was no planning application number on the actual application.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's not the case, but that seems strange. If planning conditions are quite strict, if it isn't legible and you don't have details on it, it's normally invalidated because there are very clear rules around that it wouldn't qualify.
I took pictures of it and I dated it, and it is illegible. You can't read it. I couldn't focus in on it, so the lettering had bled together, etc., etc. So the notice was poorly done. It was also, again, I think these things need to be in an area of special. It's a biosphere we're living in here. It's an area of special conservation. The National Parks and Wildlife are trying to extend their range. They're also trying to, I mean, they've gotten new licenses for new accreditations for bird, wildlife, etc. And it's an incredibly important area internationally for people to visit Ireland.
Sure.
The Capitol Low is internationally recognized as a beautiful, pristine, recognized area, which you can see signs of our ancient culture, etc., in there. And, you know, the amount of stories that are told by local tour operators of the locality, and its pristineness, and even the name, the Black Valley, I mean, it represents something in someone's mind, you know. So to have these disgraceful-looking masks basically installed, these are two private companies. This is AIR, and this is Irish Broadband. This isn't the government saying we need this to happen. These are two companies vying for our business in the locality. I have 5G in my house. I'm more connected here in the Gap of Dunlow. I live in the Gap of Dunlow.
How do you have a connection, Jason?
I have a connection outside my door. There's a telegraph bar coming into my... There's a wire coming into my room, into my house. And
but from where? From whom?
From AIR. From AIR. AIR is a provider.
Yes.
So I get 5G from AIR already here in the Gap of Dunlow. I am more connected here than I am in my workplace, which is a designated industrial area in Killarney. And I can't get I have no mobile signal. So, you know, okay, so there's one set of rules for industrial zones and another set of rules for what should be pristine biospheres.
Sure. And you're saying, Jason, if I could just say, you're saying it's the National Broadband Plan that this mast was put up for. Is that right? To bring it to a remote area?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that effectively is the government rolling out the National Broadband Plan to areas which wouldn't before or commercially wouldn't be viable in terms of commercial companies. That's the government's commitment and their plan to roll it out right across the country.
That's a wonderful and honest and great endeavour. And congratulate them and well done to you.
But not where you live.
There's places where you cannot put that sort of industrial unit, which is what it is. We're talking about an industrial unit. They got away with the one in the Black Valley. They got away with the one in Miles Gap. There are people.
But Jason, I understand you're upset. But how are you going to deliver broadband and a national broadband plan without this sort of infrastructure and communications? No matter how rural the area,
there must be other ways. Wasn't there Starlink? Wasn't the idea of satellites? Telecommunications coming into the Black Valley, wasn't that?
Elon Musk's company, Starlink. You have to pay a couple of hundred euro for hardware, and then you pay €50 a month.
Those people who live in biospheres should be compensated for the government to be able to provide those facilities. It shouldn't be just left up to two private companies vying for. Because there's two private companies. It isn't the government's layout. It is two private companies.
Jason, I don't know, and I'll check this out, but I'm asking, it's
yes,
part of...
Yes, the government has a plan.
Yes,
this is the wrong plan.
I understand that, but that's a different argument. This is part of the National Broadband Plan. This part
is
telecommunications.
It is, of course.
That is a government plan, just to clarify.
You know what that's like saying? That's like saying this is part of the National Irrigation Plan in 1950, and we're going to fill Ireland with one of the pipes they've used. Sorry, the carcinogenic.
Lead pipes?
It's not even lead pipes. the stuff they put on roofs after the firewood hardened.
I'm just trying to think of it now. It's
they're still digging them out of the ground.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
still digging them out of the ground. By mistake, they were put in, and we were led to believe a certain thing, how they were going to deliver. Now, there's still an argument about
asbestos
pipes were still
But Jason, listen, I understand you're pretty you can't compare putting in a broadband telecommunications tower with asbestos roofing and asbestos piping.
Water piping, which was designed to bring water effectively to people around the country.
Yeah.
50 years down the line, we're spending millions.
Yeah,
but millions.
I understand that. Yeah, but my point is,
you think that these broadband towers will cause cancer the same as asbestos causes cancer?
I
do know.
Is that what you're telling me this morning?
No, I'm not telling you this morning that. I'm just telling you that there is a comparison to be made with national decisions that were rolled out, which can be now proved to be completely disastrous and costly for the future generations.
Okay.
I'm arguing is the case with these masks.
Okay.
I'm arguing the case to remove them is going to be more costly than installing them.
Sure.
And the fight to remove them.
Let me ask you this.
They're an absolute eyesore on our community.
What do you say?
I'm sorry, but we in Kerry have a bigger responsibility to the world about this. Because people visit from all around the world to visit the Gap of Dunloe, and they'll be embarrassed and disgraced for us here. I mean, at one side of the government is saying we need to plant more trees. We need to tell the farmers to do what to change their practices. And on the other side, we're just allowing private companies, which they are private companies.
But it's part of the national broadband plan.
They are selling they're going to compete against Aircom.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
Let me ask.
They're going to offer. Yeah,
Jason. Let me ask. If I can get a question in.
Yeah.
If I can get a question in, Jason.
Not the services doctor. The government isn't going to be billing me at all.
Yeah. If I can just get a question in, Jason. You're obviously against this. What do you say to somebody who lives in a rural area, and says, "Look, Elon Musk is a private company. It's Starlink. You know, if he decides in the morning that he's going
to
stop it, there's no control over it, where the national broadband plan will be there forever, that it's more reliable on this way. Plus, satellite, a technology not as good as fibre to the home, to many people's mind, depending on the weather and other issues.
Satellite technology has been around longer
than
fibre.
No, I mean connections to broadband from through satellite links.
Satellite has been around for the last 60 years around our sky. So you can't say that it's not proven technology. It is proven technology.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's not as reliable if it's a private company and somebody like Elon Musk who could pull out tomorrow morning if the mood takes him. Listen, Jason, we're not going to be able... Jason, if you don't let me make my point and don't... Jason, if you don't let me make my point and ask you a question, then nobody's going to understand what you're trying to say. Is that okay? Can we agree on that?
I
understand your exercise, but you're defeating the object of the exercise of the interview if you don't let me make a point and then let you respond.
I thought you made your point.
My point is, with Elon Musk particularly and Starlink, and he has, on an international level with his other businesses, he has made some pretty volatile decisions over time. If you're relying on that to provide rural broadband across Ireland, is it not a riskier bet than the National Broadband Plan, which brings fibre to the home and isn't subject to the whims of a billionaire?
The whims of a billionaire who's now set up one of the most successful companies the world has ever seen, has tackled things that other governments have shied away from, is continuing to tackle things that governments haven't a clue about. Would I trust an entrepreneur with a lot of brains and a lot of proven technologies and history? Yes, I would. Over a three-year bunch of people who are civil servants who I don't know where they are, they don't knock on my door, I know nothing about them, and their plans in the past have been proven to be absolutely disastrous for the country. They can be. I've already named one, which we're still getting water interventions, if you like, where we live because of asbestos. Water outages and water shutoffs because of asbestos that was done 50 years ago. Now, I'm just asking, and I'm saying this also, the evidence is there. The masks are there to be seen. You go out there and see if that's what you want to look at. When the tourist comes up the Capitol Hill and he's cycling down that road or on a horse and trap, he's going to be looking at that mask with all the associated buildings.
Do you think that Jason, the tourist will? You think tourists will turn away? Are you saying you think tourists will turn away from the Capitol Hill if they see it?
I think they'll think yes. I think they will.
Really?
I think they will think that. Oh my gosh, that's a bit of a disaster, isn't it? That's a bit of a shame that they've done that. I don't know if I want to come back here next year and see what else they've made a mess of here.
Okay.
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay.
I do believe once you've spoiled an area, visually, people turn away from it. They will change their minds of the gap of the low. They'll think, okay, what are these people more concerned about?
Okay.
Keeping their natural environment, or so I can send my Instagram pictures faster onto the internet. Is that what's more important?
Okay, let me ask you this.
That's what you're arguing for.
Sure.
Let's be clear what you're actually arguing for.
Okay, Jason. Jason, I just need to get a question. I just need to get a question in, and I think you've made your point on that.
Point is, we already have 5G outside.
How long have you lived in...
Not everyone has.
I suppose it's the point. That's the issue. That's why the National Broadband Plan is being rolled out. Can I ask you, how long have you lived in Kerry, and how long have you lived in the Gap of Dunloe?
I've been here 10 years.
Okay, all right.
I'm a Corkman.
Okay, so you moved here for the peace and quiet and the pristine area and all that you've talked about. What do you say to somebody who is currently without broadband, who's been waiting for years for quality, someone who may want to work from home or may want to move there or may want to stay there and start their own business, and they say, look, here is somebody who's moved here because they want peace and quiet, and all of a sudden they're holding back progress because they feel they want what they wanted when they move here, regardless of what the area might need as a rural area. What's your response to that argument?
That's an extremely negative and selfish thing to say, because
It's just a question, Jason. It's just a question.
Are you going
to answer? Yeah.
Well, it is a selfish, unwell designed question, because this is a special area conservation. I didn't name it a special area conservation. I didn't decide this was a biosphere. I have to live by the rules that Kerry County Council stipulates on everything I do with my house. If I want to put the cladding, change the cladding on the front of the house, I need to run it by Kerry County Council. If I want to put a little wooden building on the side of my house, I need to run it by Kerry County Council and pay for it. Now, so it's a special area conservation. We all have rules and regulations. We had to wait 5 years here before we got our high-speed broadband. We've had to wait 10 years before we got an appropriate water supply here.
Yeah.
Okay? 10 years. So what I'd say to you, if you're moving to an area of special conservation, find out why it's a special area of conservation in the first place and what rules you need to live by to live there. And as far as I can see, the rules that we live by here are not the same rules which are given to companies who are like broadband.
Okay.
I'm broadband. Who
okay.
Are